Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast titled Chocolate Making Latte. I will be teaching you guys how to making the best chocolate of different kinds that you have ever had before. Enjoy the fun. On this episode today, we will be discussing about baking sugar-free chocolate. If you are a cherished one as diabetic or is on a food plan wherein they couldn't tolerate sugar, making your very own sugar-loose chocolate is a tremendous manner which you or they could revel in a candy treat without sugar. If you're making cakes for a celebration or dinner and feature pals or own circle of relatives attending, it'd be a considerate gesture to consist of a few sugar-loose sweets at the menu in order that the folks that can't have sugar or are looking their sugar intake should nevertheless have a pleasant dessert. There are numerous methods that you could make your very own sugar-loose chocolate. If you're available inside the kitchen and sense snug making your very own chocolate, you could use a base chocolate like unsweetened chocolate that has no sugar in it. However, you'll ought to upload something to the chocolate to make it candy. If you could use a sugar alternative that has the equal consistency that sugar has, that might be the fine direction. However, you could also upload such things as fruit juice to the unsweetened chocolate to sweeten it. When you're combining unsweetened chocolate with a sugar alternative, you should continually blend the two components while they may be dry. In any other case, they won't combine well and they'll separate while they may be wet. If you're the usage of fruit juice to sweeten the unsweetened chocolate, pour in very small quantities and ensure that you upload a thickener to the chocolate to hold the chocolate on the proper consistency. If you don't sense snug seeking to take an unsweetened chocolate base and seeking to sweeten it yourself, you could continually purchase sugar-loose or diabetic pleasant chocolate in blocks or in chips from Sweet Deliver Homes, after which use that as a base in your chocolate treats. Most Sweet Deliver Homes convey a number of sugar-loose sweets such as darkish chocolate and milk chocolate. This is all made with a sugar alternative so that it's secure for every person that can't consume sugar to consume. Once you've got an unsweetened or sugar-loose chocolate base, you could make chocolate sweet the equal manner which you could with ordinary chocolate via way of means of pouring it into molds and letting the sweet harden. But in case you need to make a flowery chocolate dessert like a chocolate mousse, or a chocolate dipping sauce for clean fruit, or maybe sugar-loose hot chocolate, you could nevertheless use the sugar-loose chocolate as a base, after which you could test with exceptional recipes the usage of the sugar-loose chocolate as an ingredient. You may even make sugar-loose chocolate chip cookies via way of means of slicing up small chips of the sugar-loose chocolate base and including them to a few sugar-loose cookie dough, even though you may ought to be cautious what temperature you bake the cookies at or the chocolate will melt. If you're making plans on making vacation treats or sweets as items in your kids, teachers, pals and neighbors, or every person which you don't realize thoroughly, it's continually a true concept to consist of as a minimum some sugar-loose sweets inside the present package deal, because you in no way realize if a person will have chocolate that has ordinary sugar in it or not. People that can't have sugar will locate it very considerate which you blanketed a few sugar-loose sweets inside the present. Thanks for tuning into this delicious episode. Hope to see you next time.